the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy, lowdown.
Timber Wilkes.
Hello, Huggles.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Sybil, I didn't hold your name as long as I did Tom and Jay, because I figured you being a Bulls fan and all was just going to be a short stay. And I'm not going to go on and on bashing the Bulls this morning. Uh-huh. My Wizards have already done that. Already. Matter of fact, this is my last day talking about what my team did to your team four times in the playoffs.
Okay.
I mean, what good is that?
Right.
We're on to the next one.
Uh-huh.
And how applicable is it that today is Get Well Wednesday and a hump day? Because I know you sick at the way y'all got humped. Oh, we haven't been this excited in D.C. since Marion Barry won his second term as mayor, Sybil. Oh, I know Chuck Brown is looking down on us smiling right now because he can't believe it. Chuck's like, Huggy, that ain't true. Sybil, I started to send you some flowers this morning.
M-O-U-R, yes.
But I figure it's a little too late for a rose to be showing up. Hey, did y'all see NBA Owners last night? You know that's my new favorite reality show, y'all, NBA Owners. Oh, it was the season finale for the racist owner of the Ku Klux Clippers, Donald Sterling. Yep, the NBA commissioner banned him from the NBA for life. Silver told Sterling that NBA means no bigots allowed, and he also fined Sterling $2.5 million, which in Donald Sterling's case is nothing but a drop in a racist bucket. Now, $2.5 million, I'm sure he'll be paying that fine from his side chick fund. Now, other owners are trying to force the octogenarian racist to sell his team, and the nippers on the Clippers don't know what to do now. They don't know whether to stay or play or continue wear their shirts inside out or alley-oop his girlfriend, Sybil. I tell you what, Jay, those players at the Clippers don't have to worry about buying all those damn tickets for those family members now. At least the black players, anyway. Hey, did y'all hear them talking about P. Diddy was interested in buying the team?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Please let this be color folklore, Sybil. First of all, Diddy invented the side chick. Second of all, if P. Diddy owned the Clippers, their name would be the L.A. Ciroc. And their coach would be Chris Reed. Hey, that's just for my crews, folks. Tell Silver J, the good thing, if Donald Sterling is forced to sell the Clippers, he can now watch Dance with the Stars now that NeNe Leakes is eliminated. There's no more blacks. Toledo, Funny Bone, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, everybody's welcome, except Donald Sterling. Come on out, Bulls fans. Y'all ain't doing nothing else.
Wow. Congratulations, Tom.